Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlick's Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlick supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Well, cattle futures seem likely to open on a mixed basis this morning thanks to a combination of light bull spreading and profit taking. The hog futures should also open with uneven price action, with deferred losing more ground nearby. Now, moderate trade volume surfaced in several areas of cattle feeding country yesterday, in large part thanks to hedgers moving to take advantage of strong basis opportunity. Live sales in the south range from 117 to 118, steady to a dollar lower. Dress business in parts of Nebraska were tagged at 188, about a dollar lower than last week's weighted average in Nebraska. Now, it'll be important to check mandatory totals issued at midday today to get a better handle on how much ready cattle remains to be traded this week. Now, over on the hog, Smithfield Foods announced the completion of the acquisition of the Clarity Packing, the parent company of Farmer John and Sag's specialty meat brands. The closing followed the approval of the sale by the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. Smithfield will welcome three farms located in Arizona, California, and Wyoming. On the grain, soybeans have been on a wild ride so far this year, with the roller coaster going down last night. Corn and wheat continue to follow, though to a smaller degree. Outside markets were mixed, with softs mostly lower, metals higher, and energies mixed. Now, on the wheat, winter wheat contracts were lower overnight, giving back a small part of yesterday's rally. The interesting thing about the previous day's move was that, at least in Chicago, soft red winter wheat, it was led by commercial buying. In fact, the trend of the Chicago March to May futures spread remains up, with next resistance at 10.25 cents on its weekly close chart. On the corn futures, that market gave back a small part of yesterday's rally overnight into this morning. However, the sideways trends for both old crop March and new crop December seem to be on the upswing, meaning a possible test of the high side of ranges at 367 and 395, respectively. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, at the close yesterday, February live cattle up 80 cents at 115.67, April up 77 at 114.72, January feeder cattle down 170 at 128.50, and March down 127 at 123.75. February hogs up 110, 64.60, the April up 107 at 67.97. At the close on the grains, Kansas City wheat, March was up 12.5, 426.5, May up 12.5 cents at 438. Chicago wheat, March up 12 cents, 418.5, and the May was up 11.25, 429.25. March corn up 4 cents at 359.75, the May up 4.25, 365.75. March soybeans up 20.25 cents at 1015.25, May up 20 cents at 1023.5. March cotton up 67, 74.75, May up 60 at 74.82. February crude oil up 44, 53.70, March up 43, 54.65. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.